Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I think there was a turn for us, and I don't know. When we were the Shulamites gave us 2 weeks away to write. And about the middle of those 2 weeks, I had a revelation, an encounter, something. And it's been very hard for me to put it into words, but it changed my life. The support and the prayer that went up somehow gave me a gift. And the gift was moving in such calm and ease. It was like it was simply a matter of showing up for the Holy Spirit and being open and letting Him pour it all out. And it was easy. It was just a gift. And that's happening, as you say, Jennifer, more than I knew until you just shared that.
You had the title, and you said, "All I really have is being nothing," and that was your title. And John and I remember we looked at each other and we thought, "Yeah, it wasn't quite there yet," but we really didn't have any idea what it was. And you reworked a section that included Paul. And you found that scripture, and you even highlighted the phrase "joy unequaled," and it was like fireworks went off. And I said, "Martha, the joy unequaled of being nothing," which is scriptural. It was everything right there. Mm-hmm. And John immediately was like, "Yep." Martha was, and it's a little odd. It's a little bit off the tongue, but it's perfect for what this booklet is. But that was even one, but it came easily. We didn't fight. We didn't make lists. We weren't brainstorming. We just said,
"You said, here it is." It's this phrase, joy and
right. But I could have been, I could have been squirrely. That certainly happened before. But it was like once I said that, the Holy Spirit bloomed in me. You said, "Oh, yes." And then John, it was the same thing. And it was so perfect because it literally came out of the message he was giving you. Yes. In the booklet itself.
Yes.
And it wasn't about trying to market this. It wasn't about trying to position this. This was the name of the teaching.
Yes, the name was what is in there.
Exactly.
The joy.
The joy unequaled.
Unequaled.
Meaning, if you really think about that, then you're talking about an infinite joy.
Yes,
really.
It's shocking, really. And the infinite joy of being nothing. Who would think that that would be a place of infinite joy?
The amazing thing to me is that it did come as a gift. It was almost effortless. And it was almost like during this entire time that the Lord was showing us that we were entering a season of reaping, where even some of the friends who have moved up here, houses you have not built and fields you didn't plant.
It was houses you didn't build and vineyards you did not plant, and friends bought a house with exactly that.
But it was weird finished. Because the entire season started to become that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so mm-hmm. the Shulamites gave us the 2 weeks to go off and write, and I have tried two other times to do the book on the exchange life. I came home with that book done. It's Jennifer's doing it now. Jennifer's now editing it and working through it. And so that's in the process. That is literally in the works, ready to go. And I felt like, and don't you feel like it was something that was given?
Mm-hmm.
It was handed to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mind blowing. And then you come down and you have this, Martha, you went upstairs and then you came down and you said, oh my gosh, I have a booklet. And you handed it to us and we were both like, what? So, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely phenomenal. But I think that it's a season of the giving that God is, how would you say what the season is?
The best way I can describe it is living in the rest and everything is done for you. It's what the rest is about. There's no effort. There's no work. It's like I watched you sit down, get quiet, and suddenly begin writing. And I was doing the same thing. Sit down and look at the Holy Spirit and look at the Lord. And here we go. With ease. Almost effortless. And it's just, it is a gift. It's where the Holy Spirit has to get you to that place. There is absolutely no way to work your way to the place of rest. How do you think I know? And it's just simply His to do.
Well, in fact, Martha, where this booklet is concerned, the difficulty that you've experienced from time to time, that I've experienced from time to time, that John has experienced from time to time, is waiting. That has been the difficulty. Not making it happen, not working it out, not any of that. Knowing that it wasn't quite done, the Spirit still had something He wanted to say, and if there was any difficult part around any of this, it was waiting for Him to move. Mm-hmm. And once He did, there was no, do you know what I mean?
And there was nothing until He did move.
No. Could not be worked out. Could not be
planned,
forced.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was all His time. It was going to be Him from top to bottom. And everything you do is Him. But usually there's a lot more work to get us out of the way, to get us into the rest, maybe, mm-hmm. is the best way to put it. And in this time, as usual, the only difficult parts were when, you know, we said, but people are listening to the podcast and they're ready for this booklet. And then, Lord, you know, but it's all perfect because there's not one bit of this that isn't Him.
Well, I know you have wept over it, Jennifer. Mm. And I've wept over it too, because what has come forth is just so poignant and so piercing. And as you say, liberating.
Well, and such beauty. Oh. That I think is what has floored me, Martha, is within this little booklet are some of the more beautiful things He's ever given you.
Wow.
Ever. Wow. And about nothing, about being nothing, which somehow seems perfect, but at the same
that's
time.
It. I see right now that because it's about being nothing. Oh, I see it. To be nothing means it's without effort. Being nothing is, we experienced the book ourselves.
Yes.
And the wonder of simply receiving the booklet and receiving the title and receiving cover, all of it was simply receiving. And that's the message.
And there really was no problem. In the big scheme of things, like sitting here right now, I can say, this thing is going to go off like a Moab, you know? I don't know if that's the technical name. The mother of all bombs that levels mountainsides? Yeah, that one. Wow. I know it's not the same as a nuke, but it's a lot more impressive visually than just a big old mushroom cloud. So, you know. But that is going to be the effect in the spiritual realm. There's no doubt in my mind.
Wow, really?
Because by its very nature, you know, we're given the work to believe. And besides fear of the Lord, we're given one other fear. Fear to fail to enter the rest.
Yes.
Okay? And this addresses all of it. This is the heart of
it. I think in order to be able to enter the rest, you have to have nothing and be nothing.
Yes. There you go.
And I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. But this is the turn. This is the turnkey.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's the freedom. Because on some level, every single one of us, when we have those moments, I'll call them of dark honesty, mm-hmm. which is to say facing the grit we really don't like. For me, it usually happened at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why, but that was, people talk about the witching hour, and I think that that is inaptly named. I think the witching hour is actually should have been called the God hour, because that's when the spirit breaks through, whether you willy nilly, mm-hmm. no matter how fast you're running from it. And you have these moments where you know just how small you are, just how incapable you are. Mm-hmm. Just how big a mess you've made that you can't fix it. Name it, any of it, but it's basically a full understanding of your total inability. And this booklet is for any and all who have acknowledged to themselves that truth, ever. And it doesn't make any sense, but the way out is down.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.